Mobile.
NWA Mobile.
KN4VWA, KP4CBA, how you doing, Steve?
It's Tennis Man. What's up, Dave?
Just some more tennis. What you up to?
To escape Greenville and get back home. We left Sam's on Woodruff Road at 4:30. Actually, it was about 20 after 4. And we just now have finally hit Wadehampton Boulevard over here in front of the Home Depot.
Well, let's see. I got you full quieting on the input there. I'm on Brush Creek Road. I just went by Eastside High School. You remember that?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm headed over to Thornblade and Subdivision, and gonna play some tennis over there. A buddy of mine lives over there, and he has a group of about 8 guys that'll give us, you know, two courts of doubles, and that works out real good.
Tell you what, you just need to stay off of the Wadehampton Boulevard near where I am, because I'm going to tell you something. I think I got a bullseye painted on the back of this transit, because every ding-dong and idiot in the world is out this evening. We've had two pull right out in front of us.
Saw bad.
And we saw a bad wreck up there where Alan Bennett used to be years ago. Oh, this place is, Wadehampton along Greer is getting as bad as Woodruff Road.
And it's 6-lane. Yeah, they're toying with the idea of taking it down to 4-lane, and having the center as a scenic thing where you can walk and ride your bike. How about that?
In the name of looking good and being stylish, let's just shut down 2 lanes, one going one way, one going the other way, and let's just pack all the traffic that's heavy on 6 lanes and ram it down to 4 lanes. And, you know, hey, but we'll look good doing it.
Makes perfect sense to me. I mean, you know. But anyway, well, I tell you, I don't think that's going to fly, but that is a proposal that's out there, because I saw that on the news. But, I had to actually kind of backtrack. When I pulled out on the Wadehampton, I turned, instead of turning left on the Rutherford, which is what I wanted to do, the traffic was so backed up on Rutherford Road, I was able to do that cut-through road there and go by Channel 16 and make a right turn on to Wadehampton and get in that right turn lane and on Rutherford and backtrack about, I don't know, half a mile, three-quarters of a mile. But I'm actually getting here a lot quicker than I would have if I'd have been sitting there at that traffic light.
I'm going to tell you something. In the not-too-distant future, I may just sell my place and just keep right on going out into the sticks, man. I gotta find me some country somewhere, because it's getting filled in right around where we are.
Yeah, well, you know, years ago, people moved to Simpsonville to get away from all the, hustle and bustle. That's probably 30 years ago. And now those people are having to move out from where they are now in Simpsonville because they're just right in the thick of things. And that's just the way it is. I mean, yeah, you move out to get away from everything, and then you just have wind up having to move again in 20 years or so. So that's just the way it goes.
I tell you what, I don't know. It's just, right now, it's just ridiculous. There's too many ants on the anthill. Somewhere there's got to be a tipping point.
It's, I guess what we call it, growing pains. Greenville's definitely growing, that's for sure. And, a lot of people come here and they like it, and they wind up moving here, and I've talked to a good many people at the sports club that have moved here in the last year or two from, different places in the country, and this is where they, basically, where they're, going to retire.
That's fine and welcome, as long as they don't come out with this comment about, well, that's not the way we did it back home. You ain't in Kansas anymore, Toto. Don't change us.
And you have all them doggone New Yorkers moving in. KB2HXS.
No, that one right there has been assimilated.
Those big words around me, will you? the other station, go ahead, KB4CBA.
Assimilated. I got me a trailer. I was told that a southern man has to own a trailer, so I have a trailer that I can pull behind my...
Boy, that little 450D, man, that thing is good. My first contact was Greeleyville, California, about 70 miles north of Sacramento. First contact.
Most excellent. Well, I got to put the mic down real quick. I'm getting a yell from inside. I'll be right back. KB2HXS. Dave, take it away.
Well, I've almost reached my destination over here at Thornblade. I'm going down this road here. I'm not really sure what the name of it is. It kind of runs parallel to Pelham, and then it turns right into Thornblade subdivision. I can turn left off of this road into Thornblade, and now I have to get on Pelham Road, and that's a good thing. So that's where I'm at right now. Go ahead and pick it up, KB4CPA.
You're on Batesville Road. You're right up the road from my office building.
Say so.
I give you the benefit of the doubt. We know you're geographically challenged.
Street sign says Old Boiling Springs Road.
Remember where Boiling Springs Road turns into Thornblade? I don't believe it does. I guess it does, too. It goes in front of... what's the name of that subdivision down there? Yeah. I think I know where you're talking about.
If I'd have kept going straight, it'll come out. You make a right turn, and it comes out at that traffic light right there at Pelham, right before you get to 85. And you can go straight across and go down into all, where all those restaurants are there, like... I can't think of the name of the one I'm thinking of, that we usually go to down there. But anyway, there's a bunch of restaurants down in there. I am in the Thornblade subdivision, as my daughter used to say.
Mustang, they might have kicked you out.
Had their own sheriff's deputy that patrols here, and of course there's some people, so you can't get you can get going very fast. You might as well just soak along because, I mean, you know, I don't like to speed up and then have to hit my brakes and do that over and over. I'd rather just keep a constant slow speed and not have to slow down so much. But anyway, I've arrived, so y'all continue on. I'm going to park this east and I got to change shoes and stuff like that before I get out to get up to the court and walk up to the courts. But anyway, y'all carry on. Be careful out there.
Looking outside. Well, just don't cool off too fast when you get done, bud. I'll talk to you later. 73's KN4 VWA. I'm clear and mobile.
KB2HXS back in.
No, he's back. I was going to ask you something the other day. Oh, when do you want to get together on that little look-see down in my building?
Well, tomorrow, and then anytime after that, I guess.
Are you busy all day with that, or what?
Like 4 or 5 hours. I'm going to be down. I'm going to be down that way. Because I'm down. Yeah. Yeah, that would be a pretty good thing to swing over there after that. I'll give you a call when I'm about an hour done, or I'm getting close to be an hour done.
I'll talk to you, bud. In the meantime, I am headed north of 14, so I'm going to go get me some fried chicken at the new KFC in Landrum.
Right by me.
14 somewhere?
Well, whereabouts on 14 are you?
I'm passing the Wheat Willis at Gap Creek right now.
Oh, you already went past me. Okay.
I'm home.
I am home.
Oh, no. I thought you were in your vehicle.
No, sir. Today was a day I did some work at the house. I bought some more insulation and insulating up in my attic.
If we get back home at about 7 o'clock, what time does the Carolina Net start?
7 o'clock.
That's what I thought. If we get back home by 7 o'clock, I'm going to try to check into that Carolina Net tonight. And if you want to, we may even try to ground wave a little bit.
Yeah, no problem. I'm here. What time is it now? It's like 5:30, right?
5:35 at the tone. Beep.
Ding. Yeah, I'm here. I don't plan on going anywhere. I'd like to check into the net, you know, like I normally do. All right. Well, you go and do your thing, and text me when you're on your way home or when you get home or something. Text me a frequency you want to try. Right now, I'm just kind of rearranging my desk a little bit.
Be something up on 80 meters somewhere.
Okay, no problem.
I am mobiling north on Highway 14. Clear.
Catch you later, Steve. KN4VWA, KB2HXS.
VWA, KF4NXY.
What's up, Dave? Man, I tell you what, we've had an abundance of Daves. Let's see. What was that? Was it American Federal from years ago? Had the commercial on with a little goat that says, I'm different, don't care who knows it. Something about me just ain't the same. Oh, mercy. Hey, listen, did you happen to hear me and Dave, KB2HXS, talking?
I think y'all said y'all planning on checking in on the net at 7 o'clock and then maybe looking for a frequency on 8 meters to, you know, try and hook up on.
Tell you when we're about to try to do that. And can you get on 80 meters?
Yes, let's do that. We'll see if I can't hear y'all and talk to you on 80 meters.
Sounds like a winner. Right after the Carolina Net, we'll see if we can't hook up on there. How's that sound? Well, listen, I am. You know, I told you I was on a diet, right?
You made it for the KFC.
He's on a seafood diet.
But you, Dave, try it again.
A seafood diet.
You bet your seafood and eat it, baby. No, I haven't had anything to eat since about, what's that, 10 o'clock? Since about 10 o'clock this morning, and my bottom's going to sue my stomach for non-support if I don't get something to eat here, so I'm running up Highway 14 just as hard as I can go.
Let you go. Yeah. Go get you some supper. I think that's what I'm going to do myself, get a little something to eat and get over on the HF bands. Have a good evening. Be careful out there.
When we try to get up on there, thing. So, you know what? I may, you know, KB4 CBA is probably not going to be done playing tennis by that time. So I tell you what, we may have 2 days and a Steve on there tonight, Dave.
Maybe the other Dave.
You, Dave.
Oh, okay. Sounds good to me. Sounds good. I'm just messing with my radio here, just giving the tuner a little shot. I have two of those Kenwood TS-450s, and one of the tuners makes a little bit of noise. I got some deoxid fader spray and just kind of spraying on there to try to loosen the gears up, make them move freely.
Well, listen, if you happen to run across anybody that's interested in a nice HF rig, I've got a Yaesu FT950 for sale. Make somebody a real good radio. Might give it a good home.
Is that the 200-watt version?
I'll check that, but I'm not sure. I can check and see.
All right, well, we'll talk about it later. You have a good dinner there, okay? Catch you later. KB2HXS.
KN4BWA. Moving north.
4PXB.
Jump in with this bunch, Lloyd. KN4BWA.
Just going to ask a little bit of information about the radios, of how much, and pretty much the particulars.
I'm driving up Highway 14 right now, and my belly is just about to rub my spine to death, so I'd have to go back to the house this evening to give you the real particulars on it, but I know it's a solid HF rig, 160-6, and it's dual antenna select, so you can run two antennas into it. It's got all the noise suppression, it's got all the other stuff. It's just a good, solid, full house radio. The only thing is it does not have a signal waterfall, okay? And it is a base unit, so it's a little bit larger than a 991A.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll just need to how much note for the wattage and stuff like that, because I'll have to have a separate. First thing, I'll definitely have to get an amp to push that. That way, then I'd have to get an amp, the antenna for all that set in there too. So I'll just get that information.
Well, I tell you what, you're probably in your vehicle, aren't you? Field day. Did you get my phone number for me at that point?
That's all I got to say on that one. I might have, but that was a little while ago.
I hate to try to give you my phone number while you're driving. That's really something we ought to just discuss over a phone line. But, well, I think tell you what, my email is real easy. xraymaker@msn.com. Just xraymaker, xraymaker at Microsoft Network, that's msn.com. So shoot me an email whenever you get a chance, and I'll send you my phone number back, or you can send me your phone number, and we'll have a sit down and talk about that thing.
All right, sir. Will do.
A vertical antenna that would work in an HOA situation that might just suit you right down to the ground, and that'd make you cheap.
Yeah, I appreciate all that. Like, yeah, just definitely let me know that information when I get a hold of you. I'll send you that email here shortly when I get stopped and slowed down a little bit. Yeah, because two people were out of work today, so I was literally the only technician, and I had 7 different calls all pending. I'm working them through as best I could.
Them all done?
I got probably about 3 or 4 of them done, and the rest of, you know, like 2 of them, the users weren't there or didn't answer at that point in time when I called them, so I left messages to call, and we'll go from there.
My boy, if you show that you can hold that kind of workload, they may start letting people go and letting you hold it.
Yeah, I definitely know that won't happen because the owner, my boss is one of the owner part owners, and the other owner of the company, he definitely won't let that happen because they don't like tickets to set like that, and they've had a couple of people already to quit for that same reason, that they will, when their tickets are overwhelmed like that, and I don't understand, is they want somebody to be called within the hour, and they don't want that ticket pending for that, you know, more than an hour. But if you're already on a ticket, it's kind of hard to stop that ticket and call somebody else and to let them know just that you're aware of the ticket for them.
Business is good, and that is job security, friend.
Our business is definitely booming right now. Except one of the day was just kind of odd why it was doing that. I set up on the copier itself, it had an account set up for scanning, and I changed that password information, and it still wouldn't scan. So what I'll have to do tomorrow is just remove those accounts, just recreate them, and go from there.
Sounds like fun. But listen, I'm just about to go off down into the weeds. Do you know where Highway 14 and 11 intersection is?
Definitely way out there. You're on the opposite end of 14 going past the Greer area, and I definitely know where that's at.
But just a couple more miles, I'm going to be up and down in the rolling hills, and I'm going to be pretty much gone. So, anyhow, I'll go ahead and say, look me up or shoot me that email, xraymaker@msn.com, and I will catch you a little bit later before I just get out all out of whack. So, have a good evening. Be careful out there on the road. Talk to you later. KN4 BWA. I'm clear.